Stop what you're doing, because you're now tuned in to the hottest sports show on the planet.
You know who it is.
The Smith Express Sports Show, hosted by yours truly, Christopher C. Smith.
Yo, 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 what's poppin'? What's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We here live on the Smith Express Sports Show, the dopest sports show on the planet. Got the dopest co-host, Dominic Wilson, the great D. Will. What's poppin', my dude?
What's up? What's up? Glad to be here on the greatest show ever in the world.
For sure, for sure. Let's kick it off, man. This week's been crazy, especially for the football. NFL been going crazy, man. How you feel about the coaches leaving, getting fired, retiring, moving around, etc.?
Yeah, I feel like it shakes the foundation of the college sports and NFL sports and for a very long time, because you see a head coach as the head of the team. So when he leaves, it's like they have to find new identities. And for some teams, it's a good look because they need to look for that. But for other teams, it's terrible because you own. For instance, like Nick Saban, you when you think of Alabama, you think of Nick Saban. He was there for 17 years. Most people don't even remember when he wasn't even there. 17 years, almost like he was there from like 07 to now. So that, that's like 17 years, 16 and a half. I mean, that is, first of all, his record's impeccable. He won 7 national championships in 17 years. All of them wasn't with Alabama, of course, but he's a great head coach. Nobody even remember when he was at LSU. Nobody really remembers when he played, when he was a coach in the NFL. They mostly remember him as Alabama.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Like, what's it called? When you think about it, though, like, the level of players that the number of players he sent first round to the NFL is epic. It's legendary itself.
44 people he sent. I think those were first rounders too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, hey, and some of them future Hall of Famers.
Of course they are. Man, Devontae Smith and Philly, man. Mac Jones. Well, Mac Jones really sad. He's a terrible quarterback, but he got drafted first round, baby.
Yeah, and they got paid.
Yeah. Najee here. Oh my goodness, they had a squad that year too. And they got some Heisman winners. They got some Heisman winners. They definitely got some Heisman winners. So I can't man, I got kudos to Nick Saban, man. He did it the right way, man. Nick Saban, he put in the hard work, man. And I'm a Georgia fan. I'm a Georgia Bulldog fan. Alabama was always in our way at times. Not all the time, but a lot of times. We could never get over that hump. And then, man, they got Kirby Smart. And, you know, this is just another credit to how good he is. Kirby Smart coached under Nick Saban. So when he got to Georgia, of course he knew all of the things that Nick Saban was going to do to try to beat him, and he used that against him to beat him and win those 2 national championships. Remember, they played Georgia twice. Georgia played Alabama twice, and they beat them, but they could never do it. But they finally got over that hump. You know, Alabama was top of the league, top of the college.
For years.
SEC, if you ain't in the SEC, you ain't on nothing. My book. SEC or nothing, baby. You know, I'm a Georgia fan, so. But anyway, I just have to throw that in there.
That was extra.
Nick Saban, man, I really like him. I took my hat off to Nick Saban. He made it interesting to watch.
Oh yeah, no. Hey, look. But to also to be honest with you, since Saban left, the Alabama football team will never be the same.
Never be the same.
And he definitely changed football. I mean, college football in general, just off his plays and how he structured the game.
Yeah, and people gonna be taking pages from his books for years to come. And not to mention, players are already decommitting from Alabama. So the top recruits that they normally be been getting, they ain't gonna get them no more.
Yeah.
I tell you another thing though. Moving on from Nick Saban, because we could talk about him for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and still not reach the pinnacle of his accolades, because that man has done so much for so many players and so many people in the league, people outside of football, people in football, people's families for football. He helped a lot. He did things he didn't have to do. And I'm very appreciative of him for the things that he did. So we got to give it up to him. You know, he played football, too, in the 70s.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, okay, so Bill Belichick.
Oh, man, another great.
Yes, he is another great.
So, look, hold on, I don't mean to cut you off, but my understanding was that he didn't quite retire. People were saying in other sports shows and other analysts that were speaking on it that he was looking to coach somewhere else. Yeah, and I guess some say that he might end up going to Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm not really sure exactly where he is going to go, but his situation was forced. Him and Robert Kraft just didn't see eye to eye anymore. Robert Kraft is the owner, and he just, you know, things just wasn't lining up for him to be the coach anymore. I mean, Tom Brady not there no more. They don't have a star quarterback. They searching for their identity. They don't have that defense that they used to have. They don't have a good offense. They don't have good running. I mean, their team is just in shambles. They don't have any kind of identity whatsoever. And if you, everybody knows this, and that watches sports consistently. And if you don't, this is something that you're going to learn. Listen to this jewel. Teams in the league that go places have identities. You can look at a team and say, oh, they can hang their hat on their defense. You can look at a team and say, oh, they're going to hang their hat on their offense. There is something signature about a team that wins and is going to win championships that they can hang their hat on. They have identity. And Bill Belichick had that identity when they had the quarterback that they had, when they had the defense that they had, when they had the schemes that they had. They had a whole team. They had good tight ends, good running backs. They had a good quarterback. They had good offensive line. They had a squad. You give Tom Brady enough time, he'll make the best play ever.
Like,
Tom Brady wasn't playing very well, he just outcoached the other coaches.
Yeah, but I mean, also though, like, you know what I'm saying? They also had turmoil going through different seasons, like Aaron Hernandez situation. They, you know what I'm saying, losing people, injuries,
of course,
and they still was winning. So, like, Bill Belichick definitely is something special.
Yes, he is. He's football first ballot Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
And I can remember that when there was a time he told he didn't want Garoppolo to leave. He wanted Garoppolo to be behind the reins when Tom Brady left, but they didn't want him. So they got rid of him. And I think Garoppolo, that would have been great for Garoppolo's career to be there right after Tom Brady to take over the reins. I think that would have been beautiful for him.
Yeah.
Even though Shanahan's team, offensive scheme, and the way they play defense over there in San Fran, he did go to the Super Bowl, and he went to the Super Bowl twice. And he went to the playoffs. So, I mean, he was good. He was real good. And I think he could have been real good for New England, but Robert Kraft didn't see it that way. Tom Brady, wanted him to stay longer. He got rid of him. And Tom Brady did stay a little longer. Then last year, Tom Brady was there. Their offense sucked. Their team sucked. It was trash. And he left and then won a ring in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I know. Bill Belichick, 6 rings, though. Can't take them away from him. Six-time champ. Can't take it away from him. Pete Carroll, though. Pete Carroll's situation was terrible. He won them the Super Bowl, and he got them, and he was winning losing games with Geno Smith. You know, I mean, with the whole situation with letting Russell Wilson leave, he the one that seen that they should that Russell Wilson was losing talent, and that they needed to move on from him. And it takes a real man to see that, because Russell Wilson was running the show for so long that nobody even expected them to let Russell Wilson go, but he let he allowed that to happen, and Geno Smith actually stepped up and took over the reins pretty good. Geno Smith ain't a scrub. I like him. He plays real good football. They won a lot of games that they shouldn't have won in season.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I know, man, and I think he was over 14 seasons, and he won the Super Bowl for them. I mean, they're just looking for a whole new situation. So I'm assuming they said, well, you know what we're going to do is from head down. So I don't know exactly what they're going to do down there, but I know that firing Pete Carroll might not have been technically, they didn't fire him. He stepped down. He still works for the organization. He's going to be like some kind of whatever. He's going to be a person that helps the GMs and the people behind the scenes help them find information about this or that or whatever. But it's not no head coaching job, which he loves to do. So whatever he is doing or is not doing, it's not what he wants to do, which is be a head coach.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. But with all these coaches leaving or getting fired, et cetera, how do you feel about their replacements?
I think that it is time to have new blood in a lot of places, which I really like Pete Carroll. We were just talking about Pete Carroll. Like, I do think it is time for them to get a new coach, although I don't really like how the situation turned out for him. I just think that I think when Russell Wilson left, I think that's probably when they should have got a new identity starting in. But it's, you know, can't really cry with that milk. But anyway, so I don't know who his replacement is going to be. I'm not sure who the Titans and these other teams that have opening spots are going to get. But I think the whole teams are going to be, first, I don't think a lot of them teams are going to be very good.
You think so? Even with Alabama's replacement, I don't think Alabama's going to be the same ever again.
No, they're not. They're going to suck. I mean, they're not going to suck, of course. They're going to still probably lose. Instead of losing one or two games, they might lose three. They might go to three losses.
No, I see them losing at least six.
Nah, that's a lot,
bro.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, ain't nobody going over there no more. Everybody leaving.
Yeah, but Alabama, man, it's just so hard. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't really know. It's hard for me to see Alabama suck that bad. You know what I mean? But I don't know. I think it could be a good experience. Like, nobody expected Colorado to win, four or five games that they won. Deion Sanders came down there first year with Shadur, his son, and his other son, the safety, and Andrew Hunter. I mean, they turned them around to Lisa from a one or two game to a four or five game, which is good. But I think next year they'll probably win more. And some of you like the Titans, the Chargers, the Patriots, the Raiders, the Panthers, Atlanta, Washington, and Seattle Seahawks, them NFL teams, they're probably all going to suck. I think Washington defense will probably be better, because they do have decent defense if they keep the core of their team together. They do have decent offense. I do believe in Washington. So I can't say that Washington won't suck, but I think they're going to be about what they was last year, which is probably suck, but not suck as bad. They might get a little better. The Titans, I actually think that out of all of the teams that that are tanking with their head coaches and getting new head coaches, I think the Titans, they got King Henry down there, man. You never know what can happen. You got a running back like that. As long as he's healthy, he Man, you can hang your hat on him. You know what I'm saying? Derrick Henry, boy, he's so special. So I think the coach there probably love to have that team. And they got a few good pieces down there. So I can say, you know, if you get your run game, you can get the offense flowing. You know, a little pass here, pass there, when you got a good running back. So I started with the Titans. And my next is the Panthers. The Panthers, man, they drafted Bryce Young. Bryce Young is, I think he got the talent to be a really good quarterback. Carolina, they actually traded up to get him with the Bears. So the first round pick that they have now, the number one pick that they will have goes to Chicago, and the pick that they got last year, Bryce Young, I think he got the talent. You just got to surround him with the players that can help him achieve team success. If you don't have nobody, you can't expect nothing from nothing. I'll give you nothing. What should I expect to get back? Nothing. So, I mean, you got a decent quarterback in Bryce Young, which I believe he is. Now, he hasn't shown that he is, but I believe he's going to be. And you just got to surround him with the right pieces. And I think a good head coach would do that. I don't really know who they're going to get, but, oh, not take that back. I'm so sorry. Forgive me, fans, for not talking about y'all Chargers. Anybody who's a Chargers fan, because the Chargers really got something special in Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert is a phenomenal quarterback. So I would love to coach Justin Herbert if I was a head coach. He is phenomenal. And y'all got some decent pieces. Y'all got some pieces down there. Y'all really make some noise. Y'all can really make some noise. So if I was a Chargers fan, I would be excited to see who we're going to get and what kind of system they're going to run and just looking forward to seeing how Justin Herbert can fit well in that system. Because he has an arm. He has accuracy. He is a phenomenal quarterback. Now, Atlanta to me looks like they just bottom of the barrel, middle of the pack or whatever. And they ain't really got nothing going on. Like they have a good tight end. They got some decent pieces. They have an okay. No, I'm not even gonna. He had an okay quarterback. Like he's not like super terrible, but he's not a great quarterback. You know what I mean? Like he's not really great, but he has potential. He just hasn't reached that potential yet. And I don't know if firing the head coach and getting a new head coach and offensive coordinators and blah, blah, blah. That's going to help them a lot. Sometimes it's all the quarterback needs and they look great. They look like they forgot who they was. And they start playing above their head. But that's what he needs to do. The Raiders, man, nobody knows what's going on down there. But the players, they stink. But they got good draft picks. Some of these teams got good draft picks. Some of them really terrible. Some of them can move up if they move some pieces and whatnot. I mean, technically, you're only really one player away from having a okay team. And then you're one player away from having a good team. And then one player away from having a great team. So, I mean, truth be told, any of these teams can be good to great within the next year or two, and it could be starting off with the head coach, and that could be the first domino in the domino effect. But we shall see. We don't really know what's going to happen. Like I said, some of these teams, they look like Seahawks wasn't terrible. Geno Smith is a good quarterback. Like he can throw 200-300 yards and get you 3 touchdowns. But I mean, the defense played okay. So, I mean, they won some games they shouldn't have won. They lost some games they shouldn't have lost. But, I mean, they'll learn that. They don't really see the thing about these teams. None of these teams has an identity. The Chargers had an identity a couple last year or a year ago, a year from that, but you know, with the offense, was just flowing and clicking. Everything was just clicking and flowing. Then injuries and this and that, trades and blah, blah, blah. But they need to get back to that. And I think they will. But the rest of these teams are just terrible. Like, they just start from the bottom. You might as well, except for the Seahawks. The Seahawks got something good with Joe Smith. They just got it. They probably two pieces away from actually having a really good team. But I look at their team and I see what they can do and what they can. They played some tough games and they came out on top. So eager to see what's going to happen with them.
Oh yeah, no doubt, no doubt. But hey man, definitely an honor to have you on the show, bro. You know what I'm saying? With next year coming up for sports, NFL, both college and football, it's definitely going to be something to watch. As the new teams with their new, you know what I'm saying, seeing what directions they go. I think the most exciting one though is to see the Patriots, like to see how they end up, you know?
Yep.
That's something I'm looking forward to. And like of course I'm not the biggest Chicago Bears fan, but to see what Justin Fields do and see if they give him an extension. Like I think that's right there is gonna be some over the summer that they're gonna be looking into, because it's like when the draft come and if they end up taking another quarterback, I'll be damned if Justin Fields be comfortable with playing backup to whoever they draft.
I would get rid of him right now. He has value as a quarterback. You can trade him. I would get rid of him. But that's my opinion. That's just that's a topic for another time.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt. Hey, another dope episode. You know, popped off. I definitely salute you. You know what I'm saying? Dominic Wilson, the great. You know?
I salute you. Thank you for having me on the world's best show. And if you're not tuned in, tell your friends to tune in to the best show on earth.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Smith Express Sports. There you have it. Let's get it. Yeah.